Download Listener and search Everything Southwest to listen for free.
It's Michael, and welcome to a brand new Everything Southwest. If you were catching the podcast last year, all your favourite segments were sort of divided up throughout the week. We have for you now one podcast where you can find Everything Southwest. This week, we have Anzac Day, so we look at the new Busselton War Memorial. We're also catching up with Namo, talking everything Margaret River Pro, because that wrapped. And let's get into it with one and only Scott, the Gig Guru.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Doing very well. Excited for a big weekend. And there's always something happening in the Southwest.
Yes, it's always going to be a big weekend if you're a fan of live music in the Southwest. Let's start with Bunbury, because Brad Cox is going to be in town. He's just announced a new regional tour all around the country, and he's stopping in Bunbury at the Entertainment Centre on Friday night. That's the 26th. And he's very particularly excited about this tour. When he announced it, he wrote that the pandemic and the shows that he was doing during that time, obviously he had a very stripped back, no big band behind him, and he was doing a lot of his sets acoustic in a very like light, intimate environment. And he said that he really, really fell in love with doing that again. So he's just going to do an entire tour in that vein even still. So he's keen about that. And you can really see that he's got this great versatility as an artist. So if you love anything from upbeat country pop to moving piano ballads, Brad is your guy. And if you know anything about him as well, you know that he infuses his shows with like very genuinely belly laugh worthy stories. He considers himself half a musician and half a stand-up comedian at this point. So a guaranteed good time with Brad Cox. That's Friday the 26th at Breck.
That's like a 2-for-1 deal then.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
It's music and the full show. And then if we head into sort of the Dunsey Yallingup region, what have we got?
Yeah, Caves House has live music every single day on the calendar. So you're guaranteed a groovy time if you're nearby. A Southwest local, Jules Candy, will be playing a range of favourites from blues, jazz, folk, and even some current day pop covers. If that's your styling, from 1 p.m. Saturday, that's the 27th. That's perfect for all ages. And then Pete Matthews is on afterwards from 5:30 with more of a reggae vibe. If that's your styling, then on Sunday, a Busselton gal, Busselton local, Lane Wolf, taken to the stage. She's been described as a one-woman powerhouse, and she's very seasoned in her vocals, but also she's a guitarist and a percussionist as well. She's been particularly fantastic at creating a very warm, welcoming, and feel-good atmosphere, and she's got her own trademark custom-made suitcase drum, so something a little bit different there. Lane Wolf out of Busselton at Caves House in Yallingup from 5:30 on Saturday evening.
I've actually seen Lane perform at the Deck. In Busso.
Beautiful
venue. Yeah, her sort of guitar and suitcase drum setup, it was amazing. It like caught my ear, and you turn around and it's just her. And yep. You're like, hang on, where's the drummer? At her feet.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's becoming like a local iconic bit of imagery, that suitcase around town. Let's move on to Margaret River. A full weekend of live music in Margs as well, especially at the Brew House, one of my favourite venues across the entire Southwest. Friday from 4:30, Beth Chia taking to the stage. She's really into her moody folk kind of vibe, a bit of grungy, honest directness in her lyricism as well. And then on Sunday, also at the Brew House, Callum Vincent with a completely acoustic set, exactly the kind of vibe that you would like for a Sunday sesh.
Beth Chia is great. She dropped a debut EP earlier this year at Froth.
Yep.
As part of like the Fringe program, and so it's great that, you know, she's really on a rise at the moment, really tearing through the region, and great to see her out and about. And if you had to pick a bevy at the Brew House, what are you washing it down?
I am always going to go to a Beer Farm Royal Haze. That's okay. The go-to. 100% is the best beer in Australia, let alone WA.
Are they sponsoring you?
They can if they want. Come on. And last but not least, Busselton. A little bit quieter in Busselton this weekend, but every Saturday, Origins Markets host a live music session from 5 o'clock. And this week, we're being treated to the very soulful, very folky sounds of Ricky Green. He's been in the local scene for a while. He has an incredible voice. So, same deal. A perfect place to sit down, have a nice chill out session on Friday. on Saturday at night at Busselton's Origins Markets.
Always plenty to see and do. Scott, thanks for keeping us up to date.
Thank you so much.
What an event the Margaret River Pro is. We've got to unpack it all with our good mate, Namu.
For everything extreme sports,
here's Namu from the Barrel Surf Podcast.
On the Southwest, Triple M.
Mate, when Margs is on, it's like Christmas for you, isn't it?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it really was like Christmas and Easter and everything, birthday all put into one. It was a fantastic event, Michael. They had a really, really challenging forecast. We'll call it challenging because it was. No swell at all and then some onshore winds. But, well, when you get waves like you do, like we did on the last day, it all makes it worthwhile. Incredible sunny conditions, 6 to 8 foot, magnificent, and of course, we had the win from the West Australian, the Southwest surfer in Jake Robinson. Amazing work there from
Huge.
Jake Robbo.
And you actually got to catch up with him just after the press conferences. Have a little listen.
I did a punt in 22. I feel like the waves weren't as good, and it was a bit of a lackluster kind of final. There wasn't as many waves, so I really want to have a good final and, you know, just lay it all out there. And I felt like I didn't want to peak too early as well, you know. I just wanted to be on the right waves, and I knew my surfing's there. I have everything inside to show everyone what I got. So, yeah, just needed the right moment, and it came. You know, I was just enjoying and being home and happy to be here. I was going fishing every day and hanging out with my mates, seeing my family. You know, that makes me happy. So, yeah, simple life out here, but I enjoy that, you know, coming home for that. Really appreciate you guys. Thanks for the support.
So that's the secret then to Robbo getting the win, just being at home, going fishing every day.
That's pretty much it. He's also just had his first child fairly recently as well. So it looks like there's been a bit of a priority shift for young Jack Robbo. And he's, doing things not just for himself now, it's for his family and, for his wife, Julia, and his young Bubba. And, he just looks happy and content and just absolutely tearing up the surf. It was just an incredible performance by Jack Robinson in that final. He really did peak at the right time. Coming into the semi-finals, John Florence just looked unstoppable. Everyone was sort of thinking, wow, he got a 10 in his semi-final. And, it looked like John was going to be the man to beat. But, Jack Robinson just took it up another gear. Came home with a win.
And in the women's as well, Gabriella Bryan, that's her first win on the actual World Surfing League, isn't it?
It certainly is, She actually made the final at Margaret River two years ago, the one that was won by Australian Isabella Nichols. And, she thought she'd missed the opportunity there to take her first win, but no, 2 years later she comes back, smashes it to pieces in fairly big swell. Fairly big waves, and Gabriella Bryan was stoked. We had a bit of a chat with her as well, and you can catch that on the latest episode of the podcast.
Barreled Surf Podcast, that's where you head to for everything Namu and surfing, mate. Thanks so much for covering the Margaret River Pro over the last couple of weeks. You've brought us chats with, like the great man like Kelly Slater, absolutely huge. He's not done though, is he? He wants to go sort of one more, he wants to end more on his terms.
Yeah, who knows? He's fairly enigmatic, isn't he, Kelly Slater? We sort of thought he was done. And, he sort of said that he wants to come back and, and surf some more. He's just a competitive beast, 11-time world champion. So we'll see what happens. He certainly wants to have another event at Cloud Break in Fiji, which is one of his sort of pet events. And we'll look forward to seeing that. I'd love to see him just keep going until he's 80. Who knows?
Why not? He can do it. He's the goat. He can do whatever he pleases.
You got the horn, you might as well blow it, right?
Grab more of Namu on Barreled Surf Podcast. Mate, thanks for coming on. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Michael. See you then.
Joining us on the line now from the Busselton RSL is the president, Steve Mott. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Michael.
Now, I can only assume you are very busy finalising everything for Anzac Day tomorrow. It is, I feel, one of the biggest days, if not the biggest, in the Australian calendar. A moment to reflect, to pay our respects, and we get to do it at a fabulous new war memorial in Busselton.
Absolutely, Michael. We've got a massive day planned. So 5:45 tomorrow morning, the dawn service will commence, and we'll run that for about 30-35 minutes, then head over to the RSL for a gunfire breakfast at around 6:30. From there, 9 o'clock, we'll form up for a march at Mitchell Park in the centre of town, and we'll head off down to the new War Memorial at the Rotary Park of Remembrance at about 9:15, and then we'll have a morning service again at 9:35, and then it's off over to the RSL for morning tea, lunch, two-up, and fellowship.
Now, around the memorial itself, this has been a great effort with yourselves at the RSL, the City of Busselton. I believe the state government were involved as well. And it's just putting it in a sort of a quieter, more open space, and as well as correcting some misspellings, I believe, and some servicemen and women that were potentially missed on the records as well.
Yeah, 100%, Michael. There was a number of names wrong on the old cenotaph. They were in the wrong spots. There was four nurses who served in World War One that were missing. And unfortunately, the state of the old cenotaph meant that we couldn't actually repair it and rectify those issues. So now we have a war memorial, which is unbelievable and well done to the City of Busselton. It's in a peaceful place, where we can reflect on those that have served and honour those who have been lost to war.
Now, as time moves on and we get sort of further away from World War One, World War Two, have you found at the RSL that people still hold dear those stories of now sort of their great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents that were involved? And the legacy continues even if we don't have as direct a connection to people that have served.
Yeah, absolutely. On our Facebook page this morning, we actually had a chap who posted about his grandfather, who was the first person from Busselton to enlist. His name was Alfred Savage, and he was killed in the First World War. But we're still having families bringing up these stories so that we can all reflect on them, we can all remember. Another member of the RSL, Laurie Berryman, he has his two uncles who were killed in the Second World War. He himself is a Vietnam veteran, but he lost two uncles in the Second World War.
It's these stories that keep the Anzac spirit alive, and these stories are of people that are no different to us in many ways. They're someone's brother, they're someone's son, they're someone's mother or sister. These people that served, that gave so much for our country, this is the time, if really all times, but tomorrow is the perfect time to reflect and pay your respects to them at a wonderful dawn service with the new Busselton War Memorial. Steve Mott from RSL Busselton, thanks so much for jumping on.
Thanks, Michael.
And that is everything Southwest for this week. Don't forget to stay in touch through our socials. You can even join the group Everything Southwest Now on Facebook. I'll catch you next time, or 6 a.m. weekdays on Triple M.